Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wow, we just had a storm. In fact, it's still continuing in downtown New Orleans. So with all of this general rain, 100% chance of rain today, with all this general rain on this Friday afternoon, there are some really strong strong showers. But hey, it's going to get better. And look, you know, so what? A little rain? You know, we've talked about this before. I think it was Luke Bryan who told us this, that the rain makes corn. The corn is used to make whiskey. And the whiskey makes his girlfriend frisky. So there's benefits to rain. I mean, we've got to have rain. And some of you have, like, you know, landscaping and laundry and not laundry, but you have landscaping. You've got plants. You've got lawns that need to be taken care of. So the rain helps all of that. All right, a lot to get to in this final hour. I hope we can get to all of it. We've got some calls to get to as well. So we were talking earlier about a former New York Republican Congressman George Santos pleaded with the President of the United States to give him a pardon, commute his sentence, give him clemency, whatever he can give him, please, because he's facing 87 months in prison. And Santos was crying. He was wiping tears from his eyes. I mean, I guess so. I mean, the guy's going to freaking prison. I'd be crying, too. Now, I remind you that George Santos was the guy who was like a cross-dresser. I don't think he was a drag queen. I don't know that he's gay. But, you know, I just remind you, and you know, for Republicans to act like, you know, they're all perfect. You know, here's one of your own who was a cross-dresser. I guess he still is a cross-dresser. And so this is another thing to remember when it comes to judging people. And you can't judge all Republicans by right-wing radicals. There are some great Republicans. There are some great conservatives. There are people who are Republican, conservative, who care about America. They want the best for America. But they're not right-wing radicals. So, you know, we have to be careful about judging people in general. And George Santos is another example of that. And I mentioned that also Republican FBI director J. Edgar Hoover, as tough as that SOB was, and he was tough, as tough as he was a cross-dresser. I mean, that's what most people reported, that he was into wearing women's clothes. These are straight men who like to dress up like women. I know. I talked earlier about this. I know a lot of you don't get it. And I don't get it. I had a lot of friends in Denver who were cross-dressers. And they were really my dear friends. And I met them. I mean, I didn't do it. I mean, they wanted to dress me up because a lot of them are kind of big. You know, and I'm not big. And so I would actually fit into a lot of those, you know, clothes. I mean, they wanted to dress me up. But I said, you know what, guys? No, I'm not going to do it. It's not me. I mean, I wear a red dress for Red Dress Run. I don't mind trying on, you know, Mardi Gras apparel that's for women at Logo Express during Mardi Gras. I don't mind doing that kind of stuff, but I'm not into cross-dressing. And I said, you guys are into this, and this is your thing, and you feel so passionately about it. And I said, it would be gratuitous if I let you, you know, dress me up. So I didn't do it, but I met them through the production director of the radio station, who was indeed a cross-dresser, and then hung out with him, and then some of his friends started coming in. But yeah, it's more common than you think, and I'm sure there are Republicans and conservatives who are cross-dressers. So it's not just some kind of a wacko liberal thing, as some of you might want to think. We got to talk about this afternoon. There was a panel on Newsmax, that's the right-wing radical TV network, that is criticizing bicycle lanes and condemning former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, saying that the bicycle lanes are communist garbage and un-American. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. I'll get to more of your calls here coming up. I know we've got a lot to get to this hour. Sunday is Mother's Day. We've got some more Mother's Day music planned this hour to talk about. And, you know, we can start the conversation. I don't know. We've got some other stuff going on, so I don't know how much attention we can pay to this. But I would love to hear from you about who you thought was the sexiest TV mom. And we do this every year. Are there some new TV moms that are really sexy? I mean, truthfully, I don't watch a lot of just like sitcoms. I don't watch a lot of dramas. I don't watch a lot of shows like that that are current today. I just don't. So I don't know who the cool, sexy, hot moms are today. So if you want to suggest one, that would be cool. If you just want to send it into text, that's great. If you want to call, you can call. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I have talked about this before, and I'm not alone in thinking this. Samantha from Bewitched, to me, was the sexiest TV mom. She wore slightly short dresses that came up to mid-thigh. And I don't think this makes me a pervert. It just points out that I was a known heterosexual early in my life. When I was watching that as a young male, I honestly used to watch and see if when she sat down on the sofa, if I could see up her dress. I mean, that was just my natural instinct. I mean, I hope she sits down. I would look, and I wonder if I can see up. I never could. Morticia was kind of a goth-type, sexy TV mom from the Addams Family. So who else was? You can just send us a text. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. All right, Ian, just in the news just now, there was somebody. It was the new Pope himself, Pope Leo, said, "Don't look at Jesus like he's Superman." Mm-hmm. But I mean, in a lot of ways, he was a Superman.
The original Superman.
Well, exactly. I mean, long before Superman the series, and then all the movies, there was, you know, Jesus who was really a Superman. In fact, the original series, The Adventures of Superman, the original series,
yeah,
is on tomorrow from 8 to 10 on Heroes and Icons, that station.
Cool.
And sometimes I get up and watch it. You know, it's so stupid, the way he's flying through the air. You know, I mean, it's really dumb.
With his fists out in front of him like that?
Really,
that's not how I would fly.
It's really dumb. But, you know, it just brings back memories for me as a kid. So yeah, there's some comfort. It's kind of like a comfort blanket for me.
You love that
so
old stuff.
I watch some of those old shows. Yeah, and you know, when those shows are on, I think about the show. I think about things that I want to accomplish. It allows my mind to wander because I don't have to pay attention to it because I know how it's going to end. But I enjoy it.
Do people know what you do as soon as you get off the air in your office?
I don't think so.
Should we tell them?
I don't know. I think
I'm probably overselling it. It's not that interesting, but into this conversation.
Yeah, but
your personal thing.
Some people might not get it, but it's comforting to me to do this. So I'm gonna hold off on that.
I think
right
it's
now.
Very charming.
I'm gonna hold up. But you know, again, it's not that I have to pay attention to it, but the fact that it's there, it's comforting to me because it reminds me of my childhood. But what about this whole idea that Jesus is indeed Superman? I mean, think about it. Think about all the things he could do. Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Strange visitor sent by God, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, Jesus, who can change water into wine, who can walk on water, who disguised as a mortal, mild-mannered man from a great, forgiving God, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and a sin-free life. It's Jesus, the original Superman. All right, let's get to a couple of your calls. Let's go to Johnny in Gentilly. Hey, Johnny, welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
We've been having this ongoing controversy with the speed cameras and the school zones and how much money the city going to steal and how much the school board is supposed to get for this corruption. And we all know it's a money grab, but we have the ultimate solution. I came with this solution about 4 years ago, and maybe somebody else did as well. But they're doing it. They're doing it in Southern California. Now the solution for this is very simple. It doesn't cost a lot of money, and you don't need a police. You don't need a crossing guard. You don't need those illegal cameras. All you have to do in the school zone is put up speed bumps, because everybody stops and slows down for speed bumps. Now I know what everybody's gonna say. Well, I don't want to go through a speed bump at night when school is closed and out on the weekends and all that stuff. The solution is put retractable speed bumps or collapsible speed bumps. And when school is open, you got to go to those speed bumps, and that will keep those kids totally safe. And you don't have to worry about these illegal cameras anymore. They're doing it in Southern California, so why can't New Orleans do it?
Well, because we don't have any money. I mean, we've got money for the mayor to travel, but we don't have money to do that.
We got money to put the cameras up? Where did it get the money to put the cameras up?
I think the company that does that puts the cameras up. I could be mistaken, but I think that money comes from there. But look, I think you have a good idea. I like the idea that they're not up all the time. You know, I don't want those speed bumps there when I'm, you know, trying to go, you know, 59 or 60 miles an hour down the canal.
They're collapsible.
No, I like that idea. I wouldn't want regular speed bumps up there for that reason. But look,
Nobody wants to keep the kids safe.
Nobody wants to grab money. Well, I think they want to. I think they're using the idea of keeping the kids safe as a way of grabbing money.
Right, because people care more about their cars than they do about kids. I guarantee you, they slow down for those speed bumps.
They don't care
about the child, but they will care about the automobile.
I think people do care about kids. I mean, there's some people who
don't
care.
Because if they did, they would put the speed bumps up. Yeah. That would absolutely slow down the cars.
Johnny, I love your passion. The city doesn't have money to do that, but it is an interesting idea. I'll give you credit for that. So I appreciate you calling with that. I love interesting ideas. And who knows? You know, this phone call could lead to somebody in the city thinking, hey, maybe this is a possibility. Maybe we could do this. But, you know, they get a lot of money from the cameras. And what you should do, you want to get back at the city? You think the city is into a money grab? You want to get back at the city? Don't do anything wrong. Don't speed through speed zones. Don't allow yourself to get a parking ticket. So you can, you know, get back at the city by not doing those things. The city would be broke if everybody parked illegally and had the correct amount of money in the meter. If the city could not write parking tickets, the city would be a hell of a lot broker than it is. The city wants you to make mistakes. So if you want to stick it to the city, then don't let your meter run out. All right, we got to get back to the forecast. All right, let's get back to the forecast, because we had just a storm. It's still raining in downtown New Orleans, but we had a vicious storm here just a few minutes ago. But let's get back to the forecast. We were getting some information here about the forecast. We couldn't get to all of it, so I want to continue with this forecast here. It's coming up in just a moment. We're getting them back to the... back to the map, and we're about to continue to get... Okay, let's go back to the forecast. Okay, there we go. All right, I'm Scoot. If you want to join us, the Oak and Art Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. We'll get to more of your calls coming up here in just a few minutes. Look, Sunday is Mother's Day, and, you know, we can all think of times when we were young, when we enjoyed going over to a friend's house because his or her mom was hot. Sometimes if you went to like a girl's house, maybe the mom was hotter than the girl. And this has been documented. I mean, this is a phenomenon. Sometimes moms are really sexy. Yeah, she was a MILF. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All right, on this day in 1960, birth control pills were introduced into America. Loretta Lynn did a song about it. Yeah, at the age of 28, when the pill was introduced in 1960, Loretta Lynn had already given birth to four of her six children. And she was beginning a professional career, and then she learned about the pill, and she learned about reproductive freedom, and she released this song about the pill. You know, there was a time the pill was declared unconstitutional. Well, banning the pill was declared unconstitutional. Yeah, the pill was when the pill was introduced, it was banned in some areas. There was an attempt by the government, conservatives, to block reproductive freedom. This was not even abortion. This was just preventing a pregnancy. And the Catholic Church was against the pill, of course, and I think probably still is. But this changed women's lives. It changed lives for men too, because you could have that kind of relationship, that physical relationship with your wife, and not worry about a pregnancy. So you know, God made us this way. He made us want that. He made us like that. It's enjoyable. We're one of the few animals in the animal kingdom that does it for pleasure and not just to procreate. So it was cool. Okay, we got to go to Chris Miller in the newsroom right away with some breaking news.
That's right, Scoot. We've got a tornado warning for Jefferson Parish. Just about a few minutes ago, I guess, right before 3:30, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was over Metairie, moving west at 15 miles per hour. The National Weather Service says this dangerous storm will be moving along through Elmwood, River Ridge, Harahan, and warning people to take cover. If they can, if they're in that area. This tornado warning is through 4:15 this afternoon while that thunderstorm moves over the area.
Yeah, I think that's the storm that just moved through here. We just had a horrific storm downtown, and I think it must be moving in that direction.
Yeah, it was really coming down, and they haven't seen a funnel, but radar has indicated that there is rotation in this cell, and so they're warning people to take cover now.
Yeah, and remember, a tornado warning is more severe than a tornado watch, so a tornado warning has been in effect. Chris, thanks for that information.
You got it.
Yeah, and let us know if there's a new update on that. So tornado warning in effect for Jefferson Parish until 4:15 this afternoon. So I don't know. What the hell was I saying? Talking about the...
The
pill. Just briefly, when we think about the things that are a challenge today, in the early 60s, when the pill was introduced, there were conservatives who wanted it banned. And so there was a court case, I think in 1965, I think it was Griswold, not the people from Vacation, but I think it was Griswold versus the state of Connecticut. And the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that banning birth control pills was unconstitutional, that Americans had the freedom to take the birth control pills. So that was a big topic back then. All right, let's get back to a couple of calls. Let's go to Jimmy in Gretna. Hey, Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Hey, what's up, Scoot? Yeah, no, my vote for sexiest mom from TV, I guess, would be maybe Peg Bundy.
Peg Bundy. Yeah, a little on the trashy. You know, a little trashy. Right,
you know,
a little trashy.
A little trashy.
Yeah.
Little 80s metal. All right, no, in all seriousness, probably maybe Becky from Full House, Lori Loughlin. She was pretty good.
She was cute, yeah.
But, yeah, man, hey, and you were talking about Superman. It reminded me of that Three Doors Down song and prayers to the singer. He came down with, he announced this week he's got stage 4 cancer.
Yeah, now you're not thinking about the song. Oh, yeah, Three Doors Down. Yeah,
Superman,
Kryptonite. Yeah, that's right.
When I heard you say that about the Pope, it reminded me of that. So, yeah, anybody doesn't know the singer of Three Doors Down, he's got a hard battle ahead with stage 4. But, yeah, a lot of stuff got canceled. They still got NOLA Gold Rugby tonight at 6 o'clock at the Shrine on Airline. Rain or shine going on, Scoot. You also got the West Jeff Family Fest. Now, I thought your girl Amanda, the girl from Nashville, was going to be there, Amanda Shaw. But I think it's Rockin' Dukesie and a few others still on the bill. That's all night, 6 to 11 o'clock. It's a free event, concert, food. And they're saying rain or shine right there at West Jeff. Kind of where the bad weather was the other day on the West Bank. And shout out to Master P. You know I'm more of a rock guy, but Master P is doing a concert tonight for his birthday at Smoothie King Center. And, I give him a lot of credit for what he's taking on with UNO and the resurrection of UNO and the athletic program. And again, UNO is a cornerstone university for the city. And Master P, if you see him in public, Dude, he's always got a UNO shirt on now, so I got to give him credit for that. And I hope he can turn the university around with their budget crunch and all that.
That's cool. All right, Jimmy, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Clyde is in Natchez. Hey, Clyde, welcome to WWL.
Oh, see, I'm actually back in New Orleans, and it's crazy. So my roof was leaking. But I agree with the guy about Peggy from Mad with Children. Yeah. Lord have mercy.
But she was kind of white. She was kind of white trash.
She was sexy to me. But that was a nice little trash to me. Well, I was thinking that one out.
Listen, you know, I always thought there was something a little sexy about Tonya Harding, but she was totally white trash.
Well, let me just say this about Superman real quick. It's a couple things I want to say real quick, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Now, I think the Pope, to me, was basically saying, don't look at him as Superman, because Superman had a flaw, and the flaw that he had was kryptonite. So therefore, you know, with Jesus, there is no flaw. So he's like, just don't look at him as a superhero, because with that hero, there is a flaw in him. He has to change to become that, but Jesus is Jesus all the way. But number two, I wanted to say this, that I look at all these holidays that they have, like, well, not just holidays, but special days like Mother's Day, Father's Day, President's Day. All these days have this day that belongs to them. We're talking about Halloween belongs to Halloween. But when it comes to Jesus, he's got to share with a rabbit, and he's got to share with Santa Claus. It's like, why does he have to do that? I mean, the Pope got his time, but Jesus, I don't care what day it is, Jesus got to share
Jesus
it with a rabbit.
Jesus needs his own damn holiday.
It's owned by himself. And the last thing is this. I sit back and I listen to the people talking about Trump, and I think as a man, I'm so embarrassed listening to these men, the way they loving this man. I mean, it's like, I remember I had a girlfriend, and my friends say, man, leave her alone, let her go. I mean, I'm crying over it, do anything for her. Let it go. It's like you are embarrassing your family and you're embarrassing yourself by praising this man like you do. And it's sad as a man to watch another person do that. I feel sorry for his family. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. All right, Clyde, listen, I appreciate the comment. Always like talking to you, so have a great weekend. Look, I'm not going to be able to give this justice today because, you know, we're kind of getting late in the show, and I really want to talk about this. I mean, our bicycle lanes, the growing number of bicycle lanes we have in New Orleans, is this communist garbage? Are bicycle lanes un-American? This is how right-wing and how radical Newsmax is. Now, it's not just Newsmax. I mean, this was a guest that was on Newsmax, but, you know, these are the kind of guests that they select, and they're attacking a guy who's not even transportation secretary anymore, Pete Buttigieg. This happened Wednesday night, and I want to get into this, so we'll talk about this Monday afternoon. But to go so far as to say that a bike lane is un-American, you know, why don't we save that term for things that really are un-American? Why don't we save communist garbage for stuff that really is communist garbage? And I think you're pretty hard-pressed to say that bicycle lanes and communist are communist garbage and that bicycle lanes are un-American. So we'll get to that Monday afternoon on the show. All right, we're going to—I mean, right. I mean, I know you ride a bike all the time, but I mean—
It's,
you know,
crazy.
But there are people who think this way. And again, look, let me remind you, this is not all Republicans. And I'm standing up for Republicans. I'm standing up for conservatives. These are the right-wing radicals. If you want to watch Newsmax for sheer entertainment value, do it. It's funny. It's kind of like a comedy show. But don't take that crap seriously.
You know what's actually communist garbage? A centrally planned economy. Kind of like the one that we're sort of putting together right now. Just putting that out there. I saw something on Axios the other day. They're calling it MAGA Maoism. Like whatever the hell kind of plan Trump has for us, it's not unfettered American Western style capitalism.
No, it's
something
not.
Else completely
and
different.
I tell you, I mean, people are blind to the reality that there's a borderline attempt to create a fascist government in this country. And the Christian nationalists are part of it. And we just have to be aware of that happening. Happy thoughts as we head into the weekend. All right, Ian, let's look into this. Check in with AI. And let's ask AI, if AI says 100 men can beat one silverback gorilla. So we can go to break here. And we'll try to come
and
back.
We'll do it when we come back. Okay,
yeah,
great.
We'll do that when we come back.
Got it.
But, you know, this has been going around, and we've talked about it on the show. It's been all over social media. So I thought we would ask AI, can 100 men beat one silverback gorilla? I think the gorilla wins. So we'll find out from AI here in just a moment. All right. It's the beginning of...
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host...
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The weekend. All right, we are working our way toward another Friday night. Even though it's raining, I hope you're planning on a fun one. All right, let me remind you, we just had the update from Chris Miller in our newsroom. There's a tornado warning in effect for Jefferson Parish. There's a huge storm. I think that's the storm that swept through downtown New Orleans just a little while ago, going through Jefferson Parish, Elmwood, that whole area. Tornado warning in effect until 4:15. If that's the storm that was downtown a little while ago, and I think it is, man, it's just vicious. And look at all the people with their hazard lights on. Do you know what people think of you when you put your hazard lights on? I mean, if it's that dangerous for you, get off the road. But the hazard lights are illegal if you're moving with the flow of traffic. I mean, you just can't convince some people. They're just dense and they're not going to get it. So we do the best we can. All right, let's go to Ian and find out from AI, could 100 average men in a fight beat one silverback gorilla?
Okay. That's a different one. Hang on a second. Hang on 1 second. I got too many windows open here.
Okay. Yeah, I think the gorilla would win. I mean, again, as I have said when we've talked about this, how hard would you have to punch a gorilla to knock the gorilla out? I mean, I think you'd break your hand before you would knock the gorilla out. And the gorilla has teeth. And I mean, if threatened, that gorilla will bite your head off. I mean, not literally, but he'd bite your face off. And I can't imagine that enough men would get to him to immobilize him. I just don't think it could. I don't think it could happen.
A silverback gorilla would likely have an overwhelming advantage in hand-to-hand combat against 100 men. They're incredibly strong and exhibit feats of power far beyond human capabilities. That said, the idea of a guerrilla defeating 100 men in combat depends upon several factors. In reality, the guerrilla would likely come out on top in a one-on-one or even one-on-many situation simply because of his natural ability.
Well, of course. I mean, with soldiers, I mean, that would be a different story. I mean, they might have weapons. We're not talking about weapons.
Well, the prompt is barehanded combat. That's what I put in. Because that's the spirit of the meme. It's not,
right.
It's not, you know, 100, you know, Navy SEALs versus Silverback Grill. It's 100 average men.
That's right, right.
And last time we talked about this, you know, we said, are they naked? Because that's, I mean, I'm, you know, they might not feel so tough. Going up against the silverback gorilla with your,
and he might even laugh at
flopping
you.
Flopping around. I don't know.
All right. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, anyway, look, I want to mention nice to know that. And by the way, our audience collectively, very, very intelligent. And our audience, we did a text off, I guess it was last week or so. And we did a text off, and the audience said the gorilla would win. And I totally agree with that. Last night was media night at Tales of the Macabre at the mortuary. The mortuary has a haunted house. For Halloween? Well, it's not Halloween, so what they've done is they've created this really cool journey. It's through this haunted house, and the effects are incredible. Some of the stuff will just, you know, go to the bathroom before you do this because, you know, it might scare the, you know, what out of you. It's Thursday through Saturday now, and you can get your tickets at mortuary.com live. Mortuary.com live. And it's a production, it's a haunted mansion, and there are three stations as you go through it that have cocktails, but they also have non-alcoholic cocktails. So you get a couple of drinks as you go through it, and then at the end there's this like whole bar scene for people to just hang out. And I mean, last night it looked like a really great place to, you know, maybe meet somebody, you know, if you're at that point in your life. But if you have somebody, it might be fun as a couple to go through it and then hang out in this bar, because it's really, it just really has a great flow to it. And you know, some bars, well, I mean, they're bars and they serve alcohol, but they're not conducive for meeting people. And this seemed like a great place to socialize. I'll just put it that way. We're going to talk a lot more about this next week. But it's true stories acted out by actors who are dressed for the part, and they talk about the axe murderer in New Orleans. And this is a true story that we talk about it every year on the show. There's a conversation. There's this person who acts out the story about the Rougalou, and that story about the swamp area, the bayou area of Louisiana. And there's another story about vampires and about people who just, you know, disappear. Tales of the Macabre, true stories about New Orleans and Louisiana, set at the mortuary. It's open Thursday through Saturday. And again, you can get your tickets at mortuary. It says mortuary.live. Would that be, that's what it says here, but that would be okay? That would be possible? Mortuary.live?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay. Well, that's where you can get your ticket. Mortuary.live.
And mortuary again, is one of those words I hate typing out. I always get a letter out of line.
I just want to say thanks to all of you who I met last night who said hi. I met a lot of our listeners, and I love meeting you, because when I meet you, I put a face with the audience, and I'm thinking about all of the faces of everybody that I met last night. And it was a great event, and I appreciate the comments about the show. I mean, there are so many people that spend every afternoon with us and love this show, and they love what we do. And it's so great to hear that, because, as you know, there are people who condemn what we do, criticize what we do, but they're not the majority of the audience. And by the way, we get texts from people who hate this show, but we get texts all afternoon from the same number.
So weird,
so like,
dude.
These people are listening every freaking afternoon, all afternoon. And whenever they get a chance, or whenever I say something, these are the people with true TDS, Trump Delusional Syndrome. And they're the ones that, it's amazing, because I've so gotten their attention, they can't turn it off. They can't not listen. So all they do is complain. But they complain every afternoon. If you're listening every afternoon, thank you. I'm doing my job. And also, if you haven't done it yet, join me on Facebook and Instagram Scoot on the Air Instagram, Scoot on the Air Facebook. Love to also comment on some of your comments. But yeah, so great to meet so many of you. All right, Sunday is Mother's Day. And, you know, we can also think about some sexy mothers. I know we didn't get a chance to talk about that very much. Somebody said Sofia Vergara is a really sexy mom. She's from Modern Family. I'll agree with that. So there's some sexy mamas out there. I'm Scoot, and we're coming back to wrap up the show on WWL. All right, wow, we're out of time. The tornado warning for Jefferson Parish has been discontinued. Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak coming up next with Sports Talk. There's going to be more police presence on the lakefront for Mother's Day. Keep that in mind. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Core DP, and thank you for being part of our show. Even those of you who hate us, thanks for listening. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.